SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
Shireen Morris, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Hi, Manpreet. Great to be with you.
Now, you've thrown your hat in the ring as a Labour Party candidate for the seat of Deakin in the upcoming federal elections. What made you do that?
I have. Well, one of the main reasons is that I grew up in the Deakin area. So I grew up and spent most of my life in North Ringwood, now live in Nunawading. And I spent the last 7 to 8 years working as a constitutional lawyer, advocating for the rights of Indigenous Australians. And my big policy contribution, I suppose, was developing this concept of a First Nations voice in the Constitution, which later on was endorsed by the Uluru Statement from the Heart. So when former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull rejected the Uluru Statement, that for me was a moment where I think I realised that you need to be in Parliament to make real change. Mm-hmm. And so that was the moment that I started trying to get pre-selected, and I feel so lucky to be able to throw my hat in the ring in the area I grew up.
So have you been a Labour Party member for long?
I actually am relatively new, though I've always pretty much been a Labour voter. I only joined the party towards the end of 2017. And this is the first time I'm being a candidate. So it's been an amazing learning journey. But I think the upcoming election is so important. So I've really been enjoying listening to the community and advocating Labor's policy.
So before I ask you more about the policy, tell me a little bit about your heritage. I think our listeners would like to know what the Indian connection is.
Yeah, so I was born in Australia and my heritage is Indian and Fijian Indian. Mm-hmm. So my dad is Gujarati and mum's South Indian, and her family have been in Fiji for many generations, so Fijian Indian. And mum and dad both migrated to Australia towards the end of the White Australia policy in the 70s. They came here, both of them actually came from very poor backgrounds in Fiji and India, but they were able to get scholarships to come here and study medicine at Monash University. And so they ran Park Orchards Medical Centre and looked after the local community for years and years. And I guess that's one of the reasons I'm passionate about Labor, because Labor understands the value of public education, and that a great education and the opportunities it delivers for people shouldn't be based on how much your parents earn.
And on your Indian and Fijian Indian heritage, do you speak any Indian language?
That's really interesting. Hindi was actually the first language I started to speak as a baby. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to kindergarten here in Park Orchards, I started to learn English. And then gradually over the years, our family have sort of started speaking more English than Hindi. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit sad to say that my Hindi, and it was always Fijian Hindi that I spoke, is sort of very rusty. And one of the policies that I'm really proud of that Labor is offering is our support for community language centres. So $8 million of funding to support community language schools, because I think it's fantastic for migrants to learn English, but it's excellent, I think, when we can keep our traditional languages strong and pass them on to future generations so that we can keep our culture as well.
Sure. Now, let's look at the migrant community, which forms a very large proportion of the voters when it comes to election time. What, in your perspective, are the major issues that the migrant communities face?
Look, it really hit home for me watching those horrific reports after the recent New Zealand tragedy. And I have to say, it hammered home the importance of cohesion and embracing each other as Australians, no matter what our heritage, what our skin colour, and what our religion. So I think we're in an important, crucial time in Australia's history, actually, where we really need our political leaders to stand up for immigrants and to stand up for Australians of diverse backgrounds. And one of the main reasons I was keen to stand to try and get into Parliament, because I've been quite upset and disappointed, I think, with what I would call sometimes the divisive rhetoric that we sometimes hear from our political leaders, particularly on the right. Mm. And, you know, people often point to One Nation, but I think it's, I think we also need to hold the Liberal government to account on that. Sure. We do need to improve our language.
Quite apart from the rhetoric, migration to Australia is increasingly becoming more difficult. So just in the past few years, what we've seen is that, you know, the point system has been made tougher. We've just found out that the annual migrant intake of the skilled migrants is going to be slashed. Then the waiting period before which any migrant can get any help from the government or any assistance, that has been doubled. The spouse visa or reuniting with your parents, these have been issues again and again at the past federal elections, but neither the Labour Party nor the Coalition has addressed it. Is there something specific about the migrants that you promise to take up to next Parliament in the
Absolutely.
Elections?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, I see our whole approach as quite different, really. So let's take the temporary sponsored parent visa as one example. So the Liberal government has announced this policy, but it's very different to the policy that they basically promised at the last election. And the main difference is the huge fees. So initially they said that there would be a refundable fee. Now they're talking about fees of up to $20,000. And they're also saying that only a set of parents per household. Mm. So this basically means that you would have to choose which set of parents you want to bring over, which I think is unfair. And the other thing is that they're talking about a capped number of visas, whereas that wasn't talked about in their election promise. So, I mean, I think, you know, could you imagine having to choose which side of the family you want to bring over to spend time with the grandkids or whatever it is? So Labor is going to reject that plan. And we would be looking at a much more generous, I think, and fairer plan that we will talk more about closer to the election. The other thing is, I think that the citizenship delays that we're seeing are unacceptable. And I heard Chris Bowen talking about this previously. You know, it seems that the current government has a go-slow policy on citizenship approvals, and I think that's something else that Labor will need to change.
But the fact is, Labor has supported the coalition government in slashing the annual migrant intake from 190,000 down to 160,000. So where is the goodwill to the migrant community?
Well, you know, this is one of the things I will be pushing. Me personally, I'm a huge believer in multiculturalism, and I will be pushing for a much more inclusive approach to these kinds of policies. And I think the latest announcement by the government in terms of this idea of capping the migration rate is a bit of a furphy. In reality, it's only going to be a 1% decrease. So, you know, my interpretation is that is a lot of politicking. And what Labor are saying is that we will look at government's proposal. But, you know, and the other thing that really concerns me is the Liberal government's proposal for privatisation of the visa system. I think that's really worrying as well.
Mm-hmm. So what chances do you give yourself at the next federal elections? And although the date hasn't been called, we know it's sometime in May. How are your preparations and how do you feel about it?
I'm feeling very excited. As I said, this is the first time I've been a candidate. You know, I didn't come through the unions. I've never been a political staffer, but I am a local person, and I'm really, really enjoying the process of campaigning and listening to what local people want. In terms of our chances, that's so hard to predict. I think it's going to be very, very close. But, you know, it is a 6.3% margin in Deakin. So we are going to need every single vote, and we are going to need to work much harder than our opposition, and we're going to have better policies, frankly. And I'm really committed to working as hard as I possibly can to give us the best chance.
Well, it is your first foray into politics, so good luck with that. All the very best, and I look forward to chatting to you again, perhaps after the elections.
Thanks so much, Manpreet.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio. SBS.com.au.